This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A grand jury has indicted a Colorado state senator for allegedly registering to vote at an address where he doesn't live. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Senator Pete Lee now faces a Class 5 felony. Lee is a Democrat, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, and has made a name for himself as a criminal justice reformer. There have been long-standing questions about whether Lee actually lives in the district he represents, as required by the state constitution. 2 years ago, in an accidental recording, he could be heard talking about living outside of his district and was told to speak with the Democratic Party's lawyer. Lee isn't the first lawmaker to receive a residency complaint, but a felony indictment is rare. Lee is not running for re-election. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Key Colorado Republicans running for Congress are criticizing the Democrats' health, climate, and tax bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican candidate Joe O'Day said there was nothing good about Democrats' signature bill to lower prescription drug costs, reduce emissions, and increase some corporate taxes. O'Day kept calling the package a tax bill. Barbara Kirkmeyer and Eric Adlin, the GOP House candidates for the 8th and 7th congressional districts, said they would want to revisit the bill if elected. Adlin is concerned that negotiating drug prices would reduce overall investment in new drugs.
I would say that we address health care pricing by addressing the overly onerous government regulation of insurance companies.
Kirkmeyer also argued the bill will not address the root causes of inflation. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado weather is getting even warmer for the end of the week. In Denver, sunny and 95 this afternoon. Colorado Springs, 88, then warmer Thursday and Friday. And that's how it is across the state, with temperatures rising toward the weekend. Grand Junction, 97 this afternoon, and mountain highs near 80, and getting warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.